You're listening to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Get Energy Wise, save money, become sustainable.
Hello, I'm Ty Keltner. Welcome to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Today we are talking about some of the perks and important steps in making your home more energy efficient. Now, thousands of interior residents have had their homes rated for energy efficiency, and now many of them are wondering what to do next. What steps should I take to retrofit my home? How do I get money back from the state? Well, to answer all these questions, we welcome Tracy Antonovich from the Portal on Retrofits, Training, and Loans. How are you today, Tracy?
I'm great. How are you?
Tell me a little bit about the big so what. Why should people retrofit their home?
Energy's not getting any cheaper, and I think that has never been more clear to people in interior Alaska than it has been over this past winter. We were all of us, no matter what our economic situation, were pretty panicked about paying $5 a gallon for oil at the beginning of this winter. I think it's reasonable to assume that at some point in the future, we're going to get back there, and the prices are down now, but they're not going to stay there. I don't anticipate it's ever going to be cheaper for any of us to heat our homes. So this program, it makes sense just on an economic level to increase the energy efficiency of your home to lower your fuel bills. And Alaska Housing has provided, and the state of Alaska has provided, a golden opportunity for people to not only accomplish that goal, but to get back a huge portion of their out-of-pocket expenses in order to make those retrofits. It was always designed to be a temporary program. I don't think this is a program that's going to continue for the long term. And those people who don't take advantage of it will just simply miss out.
Now, could you give me, in a nutshell, the process from start to finish of somebody who wants to retrofit their home to the end?
Well, the very first thing that we hope interior Alaska residents think of when they want to get information and get started on the rebate process is to call the portal, and we can sign folks up for their energy rating. Right now, it's running about 2 weeks. If someone were to call the portal today or to sign on to the website and get signed up for an energy rating, within a couple of weeks, they should have a rating scheduled by one of the raters. That's a pretty quick turnaround at this point. We expect that time will increase. The waiting list will grow as the days get longer and warmer. But right now is a great time. It's very manageable. There's really not a whole lot of wait time to get the rating done, but that's definitely the first part of the process. Once the rating is completed, the energy rating comes with an improvement options report that specifically lists each of the improvements that a homeowner can make in order to make their home more energy efficient. So the homeowner can then do their research. I always encourage that homeowners in this process are their own best advocate, and it's important as a homeowner to do your research and do your due diligence and make sure that you're making decisions that fit for your family and how you live in your home. Definitely we have some resources here at the portal through a consultant that we have who is an energy rater that is available Monday through Friday to come in. You can call and schedule an appointment with that consultant and kind of if you have some specific questions about your rating. So we can help in that area. And then once a homeowner has all of the information, makes the decision about which improvements to do, we can certainly help in hooking them up with the right contractors or suppliers in order to get the work done. So then it's just a matter of getting the work done. It's a rebate process, so the homeowner is responsible for paying for those repairs up front. And then once all of the repairs are made, they get the rater to come back and do the second rating. The amount of the rebate is based entirely on the difference between the first rating and the second rating. And once all of that's done, if the homeowner has moved a step and a certain number of points, depending on what their starting level was, there's a minimum number of points that must be gained and at least one step increase on the Energy Star rating scale. And once that is documented, they put their packet together, fill out their rebate request form, and send it to Alaska Housing.
Now, as I said, thousands of Alaska residents have had their homes rated for energy efficiency now, and many of them are wanting to know what the next step is. Tracy, what should these folks do to get their retrofit started?
Well, if they have already had the rating done, we can provide them with information about builders that have expressed a particular interest in doing some of the retrofit work. We can also provide them with resources in terms of training and information, suppliers that are carrying products or have expanded their inventories in order to have more products available for these retrofits. And we have all of that information. We try on a daily basis to stay very up to date about what's happening in the retrofitting world, especially as it relates to the energy rebate. So they can stop by the office here at the portal or give us a call at 455-HEAT, and we'll be happy to help.
Now, that kind of goes into my next question. When it comes to paperwork, I assume there's a lot of paperwork in this process, and I understand that sending in for your as-is energy rating reimbursement is important to do as soon as possible. Now, why is that?
Well, for two reasons. The first and least important of the reasons is that that's what cues Alaska Housing to start the process of the rebate check for $325 to reimburse the homeowner for that portion of the as-is rating. In some instances, that will cover the entire cost of the rating. Sometimes it costs a little more than that. But the more important thing that happens when Alaska Housing receives that paperwork is that they take a look at the current energy rating of the home. They figure the maximum amount of rebate that the person could possibly qualify for, and they set that money aside in the person's name for 18 months. So that's definitely the more important piece of that.
How does a homeowner pick a contractor to do these improvements?
We have some information here at the portal. We have a list of, as I said, contractors that have expressed an interest in doing work for homeowners regarding the retrofit program. And also we have available the directories for the Interior Alaska Building Association. Now, contractors who are members of that association, we have some assurances that certainly at the time that they applied for membership there, they were appropriately licensed and bonded. For the folks that are not members of that association, we have asked those contractors to provide us with that documentation so that we have it on file here. So we've tried to do some of the footwork on behalf of the homeowners to ensure that the list of contractors that they get from us are quality contractors that have been established in the Fairbanks area for a while.
Now, we have a lot of do-it-yourselfers in Fairbanks and the state of Alaska, for that matter. What if a homeowner wants to do this work on their own? And will that count towards the rebate that they get?
Absolutely, and you're definitely right. Alaska is a pioneer spirit, and part of that is I will do it myself, and we certainly encourage that. We do try to provide some education and training through our seminar Saturdays that will give especially do-it-yourselfers a very good base in cold climate building. Just as an overview of how that works, and ensuring that they are making retrofits, if they're doing the work themselves, that not only increase the energy efficiency of the home, but they do it well so that they're not impacting the indoor air quality of their homes. And so our classes on Seminar Saturday are largely geared toward that. We can also provide resources. A lot of the suppliers that are catering their services and products to the do-it-yourselfer market have some really good information for folks to make sure that the work that they do themselves is done correctly. Alaska Housing will accept any homeowner doing the work themselves. They will not, however, reimburse a homeowner for their own time in completing projects on their house. They will absolutely, any of the supplies that they buy are eligible for rebate, but their own time in doing that is not eligible. It is not a requirement of the rebate program that a homeowner hire someone who is licensed and bonded and has all of the necessary documentation, but there are some very specific state laws that govern who can do retrofit work and who can't. And I would certainly encourage homeowners to contact the portal or the Interior Alaska Building Association to get specifics about their information. And basically, if a homeowner is doing extensive remodeling as part of this retrofit program, they would definitely want to be well informed through either us or through Interior Alaska Building Association about who is qualified by state law to do that work.
Thank you very much, Tracy, and we'll be right back with more on the portal on retrofits training and loans right here on EnergyWise.